Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for engineering. Nathan, thank you. And we've got Greg Lesher with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning. Well, thank you. Had an interesting experience last night, so I want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just a little bit of a change of subject.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I set somebody up off-grid, a few people, about 10 years ago, because they could see what was coming down the pike. They wanted to have their own water, their own power, their own food supply, ability to garden, the whole nine yards. And so I set them up and got the power in for them, and helped them with their well and their watering system, and, you know, some an evaporative cooler and whatever they needed. And last night I got a text, and one of the guys' names is Grant. He says, hey, Grant's dead. And I hurried and gave him a call, and evidently he had fallen, and he said there was a little bit of blood on his head, a little cut, and he could tell he'd wiped the blood up and then made it out the front door part way, and his leg was just laying there. And so he said he knew something was wrong, and sure enough, he was gone. But he was pretty distressed because he didn't know what he was going to do. He says, there's all these tractors out there. I don't know how to operate any of them. You know, I've always left that stuff up to Grant. He's really good at all the mechanical and doing all these things. And, you know, I think a lot of people are going to find themselves in a situation like that where they're not going to know what to do once the power is shut off, once they have to, you know, they can't go to the grocery store. And if you're not ready to move into one of their little Agenda 21, now Agenda 30 camps where they'll feed you and give you water, I'm sure that will be full of that mRNA technology and take you out, then, you know, this show's for you. But it's not for you if you're ready to move into one of those camps. But I just wanted to spend some time with the reality of the situation that hit this friend of mine last night, who spends most of his time on the computer doing business. And now he's faced with this situation and not knowing what to do. He's almost in a panic. And he's pretty shaken up.
Okay, Greg, very interesting. Very interesting. I have been preparing my family for years because there's some things that, you know, I've studied in depth more than some of the others, and I've been transferring all that knowledge, writing it down, etc. Writing it down, not on a computer, writing it down, paper and pen or paper and pencil. I received an email, a very interesting email that connects the dots, dovetails with exactly what you just said. And you received that information yesterday? Is that what you said?
Yes, last night, right before I went to bed, actually, I was just laying down and and just kind of relaxing. And I got that text. And I know this guy pretty well because, you know, we were working together and he was helping organize getting everything set up so that they could be self-sufficient.
Well, yesterday, probably somewhat simultaneous to that, I was getting ready to go to bed and I checked the email just before I went to bed and I received a late email. And let me just preface this by saying a few things. And then, because I don't know if you are aware of the facts behind some of what this email discusses. So let me share that with you first and with the class. I've mentioned that we have adult children, and our adult children are all single, never have been married. And that they had a difficult time finding the perfect spouse. And that would be someone who is... And there's some criteria that they have. One, not a felon, not tattooed, not a drug user, not lazy, not of a different belief system, okay, and not vaccinated. And someone who is hardworking, helpful, kind, responsible, proactive, and preparedness-minded. So those are some of the criteria. And... they've had a lifelong difficulty trying to find that perfect person, okay, and they haven't yet, as far as I can tell. And then I mentioned that there are four of us here at the farm. The boys are here, and they are adults, and we raise cows. So it takes all of us, takes all four of us, Mrs. Finelli, me, the boys, to run the farm. Fix the fence, fix the equipment, all the things that farmers do. Running cows, chasing cows, you know, making hay.
Yeah.
And we grossed we sold the annual part of the herd, and we received, the gross was $15,500. After the deductions of about $1,000 for the selling expense, the veterinary inspections at the auction, we received a check of $14,500. So the farm grossed $14,500. And then from that, we have to subtract the cost of equipment, the cost of diesel fuel, the cost of fencing, the cost of tools, you know, all of the things that go into raising cows. Okay. So then I got this email. So what I'm saying is our family farm is probably half of the poverty line. So we would make probably one half of the poverty line. And by the way, if you want to contrast that with other broadcasters who beg for money, keep that in mind, okay, that they're begging for money and we don't beg for money. Nobody here at USA Prepares begs for money. We all work hard, very hard. And so here's the email that I got. And this is right up your alley, Greg Lesher. Vincent, I have a question that is certainly applicable to my situation and may apply to others in the class. What are the appropriate steps to take when you are completely alone? You have spoken to your children's issues, finding someone. I also have not had any luck in that department. Everything that I have acquired to this point has been completely on my own. I also do not have any traditional family to fall back on. With your recent revelation of the annual income of your farm received, it's hard to imagine imagine any way forward with just one person when a family of four can't bring in more than a burger flipper at McDonald's. Maybe my real question is, what would you do as a single 30 to 35-year-old to have any hope of a future? The last few weeks have certainly been depressing in the news cycle. I think it may be time to dig in our heels for the end game. The simple question is, do we bunker in? Where? Or do we fight? Who? I usually stay cocked and locked. I fear it's simply time to stay cocked. Delete, read on air, share, or disregard as you see fit. Thank you so much for all that you do, Ryan from Indiana. And that's the whole email verbatim. Greg, I have a feeling that Ryan, who is alone, is not alone in this situation.
Absolutely
it sounds to
not.
Me, it sounds to me like your friend who has had this loss of his friend Grant, who died, who was the guy who knew how to fix and do and prepare and plan, etc. The loss of him was a great loss. Now it seems like there are two people that we know of who are in the same position. Ryan from Indiana, you know, roughly the same position. This is a real serious situation, and I think it deserves discussing here in class, right here, right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have kind of felt a little bit prompted to write a book on that situation because I was, after going through a bankruptcy from an ex-wife who did not know how to control her finances and would spend even the employees' paychecks, I went ahead and decided that I had to do things differently. Because after all the years, my years of work, you can lose all of it in a heartbeat to a bank. And that's a situation you don't want to be in. And that's a situation we're all going to be faced with should the economy take a dump, which it will do shortly under what they call the Great Reset. So I decided I would look for a very cheap piece of land out in the county where I could go and have enough acreage that, yeah, I could plant a garden. I can learn these skills. And I did that, you know, over 10 years ago. And, in fact, these people that I was in contact with knew I did that, and they wanted to do the same thing. And now they set themselves up in that situation. The only problem is he wasn't planning on being alone like this. And I know there are a lot of people out there listening to us right now who are in that situation. The first thing you want to do is find yourself a piece of land that you can buy for a few thousand dollars. And you can usually find land that's off-grid, not near any power lines, and do just that. Now, you're going to have to do a little bit of research on electricity and solar. But there's a few basic items that you're going to need. And what I plan on doing in the next couple of weeks is putting together just exactly the cheapest way to build yourself a system where you will have electricity 24/7. You'll be able to have some refrigeration. You'll be able to have your plumbing. You'll be able to have everything. But that's not going to be enough. You're going to have to be storing food because the situation that we're in with Bill Gates buying up all this farmland, there's an agenda behind it. Nothing he has done has been good for anybody but himself. And we'll go ahead and talk about this after the break some more.
Yeah, Greg Lesh is with us. A very serious class today. It's about what do you do. And this is tough. And what you're going to find out is that there's no instant fix. It's going to take hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and sweat equity. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79 Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us, and we're responding to a letter from Ryan from Indiana, and also to a situation when Grant died, and leaving his friend without the knowledge to continue. And, class, what you're going to find out is that the instructors here at USA Prepares are entrepreneurs, starting with Dr. Norm Shealy. He's an entrepreneur. He's also a doctor. Rich Even is an entrepreneur. Gwyneth is an entrepreneur. Greg is an entrepreneur. Bert is an entrepreneur. That's what we are. I'm an entrepreneur. What that really means is we're paving our own way, and it takes some time. There is no instant fix, but with some hard work, dedication, stick-to-itiveness, and sweat, you can survive this. Greg?
That's, yeah, absolutely right. But you can't be lax. You can't just, you know, and I don't say anything against these advertisers, but they talk about a backup generator so that you'll never have to be without power during a power outage. Now, they didn't say so that you can be off grid completely and stay off grid, because these little generators will take care of you during an emergency. But we're going to need to prepare for more than that. We're going to need to prepare if we want power all the time, every day, to build a system that will sustain you. And right now, things are getting tough, and people are making that move. And how do I know this? Because try to find a container right now. See what the price is on the container, old shipping container. They're through the roof. Try and find a used mobile home. I've seen mobile homes that people would say, go ahead and if you can move it, you can have it. If you want to pay the fee to move it, you can have it. Now they're asking $100,000 and asking you to move it. So people like ourselves here at USA Prepare see the writing on the wall and they're making their moves. You don't have time to play around unless you are seriously thinking, well, I'll just move to their little camp. If you are, this is not the place to be. This is not the radio station you want to listen to. But if you can, if this is not what you intend to do and take their food, which I'm sure is laced with something to basically reach their goal of depopulating the planet by 90%, then, you know, you need to take note. Now's the time. Now is the time to take those few extra dollars, put some food away, so that you don't have to eat their polluted food, their Beyond Meat. I'm sure that will do your body absolutely no good at all. In fact, it'll probably take it down. Now is the time. And, you know, start looking for that land. Because there are people right now that are getting rid of their farms. They see the writing on the wall. They know that they're not making a profit. Get yourself a little piece of land and off-grid and out of the way. And make associations with people and friends with people who know how to do things, who know how to weld, who know how to work on equipment, who know how to dig a well, who know how to purify water, all these things that are going to be necessary for your survival. It's time. The time is now. At the time, actually, was probably 10 years ago or 20 years ago to start preparing, because this is, you know, I read some journals of some pioneers that had visions of the future of the last days, and they felt sorry for us. We look at how rough their life was, and they felt sorry for us. And the reason is because we don't know how to do these things. We're dependent on somebody to provide our electricity, somebody to provide our water, somebody to take care of our sewage, somebody to take care of our transportation. We're dependent on that. This is Babylon. And we're told to get out of it. And the only way to get out of it is to be completely self-sufficient. And
we're at the point where you need someone to reset the computer on your car because it says check engine on the dashboard. You need someone to change the light bulbs in your headlights because it's so complicated. That's where we are today. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to approve the stopgap bill to fund the government through mid-February.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The bill immediately went to the Senate and passed 69-28. The stopgap spending bill avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. Hawaii became on Thursday the fifth state to confirm the Omicron variant after New York announced 5 new cases earlier in the day. In Hawaii, the variant was found in an unvaccinated Oahu resident. As the White House pushes to vote against reimposing sanctions on the Russian-backed natural gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, it's been revealed Nord Stream 2 lobbyists made maximum campaign contributions this year to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrat lawmakers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Whatever happened to the Hunter Biden laptop story? The laptop was forfeited to a Delaware computer repair shop just before the 2020 presidential election. Copies of the hard drive were given to the FBI, and the Department of Justice assured Americans it would be investigated. The explosive emails allegedly show candidate Biden was not truthful when he says he had no idea about Hunter's overseas business dealings, and Biden could be compromised with foreign nationals. Social media fact-checkers blocked the story, some assume because it could have cost the Democrat president his victory. Journalist with The Federalist, Eddie Scarry, was on Fox News early Friday morning with his take.
Yeah, America's favorite son in the news again. The story has kind of developed from being about Hunter Biden being this embarrassing, this embarrassment to his family, to his father, Joe Biden, with the pictures of the seedy hotels, the drugs, the hookers, and to being one about really what does implicate his father in foreign interests. And what we see is that there were these foreign actors that then went on to raise money for Joe Biden, for political purposes, and I guess that you would then say in a nutshell that this shows Joe Biden to be the word globalist. Or when we talk about what globalists are, and it's someone who puts their own profit, their own interests, their own power seeking ahead of the country, ahead of the interests of their fellow citizens. That's what the Hunter Biden story has developed. It went from him just being an embarrassment to now exposing to how his father operates, how he's put his own interests ahead of the country's.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, you got your
take.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg said it all in just a few words. You need to buy some land. And in my experience, the minimum amount of land that you need if you have hardwoods and softwoods and some open land, meaning fields plus the woods, an ideal split is 50-50. 50% woods, 50% grass.
And, absolutely.
And you need a minimum of 40 acres to raise some animals for food, in my world, and based on my experience. And you might be able to get by with 20. But if you want to raise some farm animals, you know, goats and cows, you're going to need 40. The next thing is, here's what you do. You draw a line, you take a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, you draw a line across from left to right. And on the left side, just above that line, you write low wages. Low wages. On the right side of that line, you write high wages. And then on the left side, just under low wages, on the bottom side of the line, you write low price of land. And on the right side, just under the line where it says high wages, you write high price of land. What am I talking about? If you write New York City on the right side of that line, that would be high wages, and the cost of land is exorbitant. It's sold by the square inch. If you go to the low side, and that's kind of where I live, you know, where there's no wages, there are no jobs. So if you can find a place where there's very few manufacturing jobs or other kind of jobs, you're going to find low wages and you're going to find low land cost. And when you find low land cost, you're going to find very few utilities and you're going to find very few sidewalks and streetlights and town governments. You'll find we don't even have a town government in the town near us. There's no town government.
One note on that. One little note on that. When you find those areas, you find people who know how to handle things, situations like this.
Right.
Those are the kind of people you want to make associations with.
And that's what we did, Greg. I live there, okay? And we looked all over the country. Mrs. Finelli and I got in a truck, and we drove 20,000 miles looking everywhere, going west, 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 till we went across the past St. Louis, and we're almost at the other, well, we're in the middle of Missouri, really. And the land was cheap. There are no jobs here. If you can't figure out how to make income yourself as an entrepreneur, you are not going to survive. It's impossible. So Ryan in Indiana, the suggestion is you find a place like we found, where there's limited government. Where there's limited government, there's limited taxes. Where there's limited government, there are few people to tell you what to do, like building inspectors. We don't have one. There's no building inspector. There's no town cops. There's no dog catcher. There's no one that told me you can't build a house there, Vinny. We just built a house.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a nice thing is, too, if your taxes might be maybe $40 or mine, in my case, it's $100 a year. I think I can afford that rent right now.
Well, literally, you could get a camper trailer. We bought one as a hospital. And I think we paid $4,000 for an old, used, but in very clean condition camper trailer. It's 26 feet long. And we lived in a 20-footer. My son and I lived in a 20-footer while we were building this house on the end of an extension cord.
There's something else you can do. You've seen those sheds that sold at hardware stores. A lot of them have a little porch on the front. They're built just 16-inch centers, just like a home. You can go into something like that and put your electricity in there and your insulation, your plumbing, and turn it into a little cabin.
You're talking about some of our neighbors. I'm not kidding.
There you go.
I'm not
there
kidding.
You go.
So people have bought 20 acres. It's not enough. They've bought 10. It's not enough. But they've bought those.
Let me tell you one little story, though. There's a person that lives up here in, it's called Alpine, Utah, and he's kind of up on the foothills. He has 3 acres. Now, he and his family, his children, and his wife have not bought food from the grocery store for at least 10 years I know of. They garden all year, and I do mean in the wintertime. They're growing cabbage, they're growing lettuce, all kinds of herbs and things like that. And the guy's name is Caleb Warnock. Caleb Warnock. And he sells seeds. And he sells very rare seeds. A lot of these seeds he had, actually, the government actually paid for the shipping on them too, because they were almost extinct. And most of these seeds are winter gardens. In other words, he grows a beet that he feeds his cows with. It's about the size of a basketball. He's got seeds for that. There are ways that you can do it. But I would suggest getting on YouTube and watching his videos on winter gardening. His name is Caleb Warnock. it is possible. But I don't suggest just depending on a garden. I suggest because you don't know what the weather's in, you know, what kind of weather we have in store, or if it even will be safe to go out and do a garden or have a garden. There might be, you might live in an area where if you have a garden, it's going to be picked clean as soon as the first leaf, you know, comes out of the ground. When people are starving to death, you want to be in one of these areas like Vincent's talking about, where there are no jobs. There are no, yeah, you've got to start thinking like this and do it now, not later. Now is the time to start preparing. Start learning how to do basic wiring. There's plenty of information out there. Now's the time to get it. But like I say, I've decided I'm going to go ahead and put together a little book and explain exactly how I did everything with some basic instruction on, I would suggest maybe a 12-volt system because you can touch a 12-volt system without getting electrocuted. You can wire up your lights. You can do all kinds of things with 12 volts.
Yeah, you really can. And y'all have 12 volts. And y'all have a generator. Well, so to speak. What you have is your car or your truck. And under the hood is a 12-volt battery. And there's a method of charging that. It would be the alternator. If you have a real old car, it'd be a generator. If it's a tractor, if it's a 1960s, 1970s tractor, it would be a 12-volt battery and a 12-volt generator. Okay.
And that can run lights all night long.
Right, and you could hook up, yes, right from 12 volts, or you could simply buy an inverter. An inverter will take 12 volts DC from that car, truck, or tractor battery, invert it, multiply it times 10, and give you AC, alternating current, at 120 volts. So for roughly $150, you could get a decent inverter that could run a refrigerator. Now you'd have to run your vehicle, otherwise you'd discharge the car battery or truck battery very quickly. But it's instant and it doesn't make any sound. It only makes the sound that your car or truck makes. So for $150, you're in the game for having 120 volt electricity without a separate generator.
Absolutely.
And so
you can just go to a truck stop and buy an inverter. You can buy an 800 watt, 1,000 watt, and you know, 1,000 watt will run most of these refrigerators.
The one I have is Stat Power. It's the Xantrax, people. I bought it many years ago. It's 2,500 watts, pure sine wave. It's a great way to go. And you can buy them reconditioned.
Absolutely. You can even get on eBay and find one for around $300 or $400. It's a 5,000 watt pure sine wave inverter. Now, it's going to be made in China, so you might want to buy two or three of them at that price because if one goes down, you're going to need a backup.
So what we're talking about is there's a lot to this because most of us have electric appliances. We have coffee makers, refrigerators, washing machines, stoves, microwave ovens, blenders, dishwashers, all kinds of things that take energy. Now you're going to have to shed, in order to do this frugally, you're going to have to shed watts. You're going to have to get rid of power consumption. And so if you have an electric dryer and you think that's going to come with you, forget it. If you have an electric stove, forget it. If you think you have you're going to take your electric hot water heater with you, forget it.
Electric you really heat need to... is out of the question. Electric heat. Anything electric heat is out of the question, not for off-grid.
Yeah, including a toaster. So what you really need to think about is how to shed watts. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. There's a little device to start this journey. It's called Kill a Watt. K-I-L-L dash the letter meter. A dash watt meter. Kilowatt meter.
I have a couple of them.
Okay, we do too. And what you do, it plugs into a wall outlet. And it has a display, a digital display. It does not use batteries. It's powered by the outlet. You plug this thing in, it's a small device, it'll fit in the palm of your hand. It's like the size of a pack of cigarettes, you know, a large pack of cigarettes. And you plug it into the wall, and then you plug in your coffee maker, for example. And you can hit the little button, and it'll tell you how many watts it uses right then and there. Or you can figure out how many watts it uses over time. So, how you know, it uses 1,000 watts right now, but to make the cup of, or to make a pot of coffee all day, how many kilowatts did it use all day? It'll tell you that too. Same thing with a refrigerator. Same thing with your microwave oven if you choose to have one of those. Same thing with your dishwasher. Same thing with your washing machine. So it'll tell you. And then you can figure out, you'll look at how many watts you use and go, whoa, we don't have that many watts. So you start shedding things. You start saying, well, there goes the electric hot water heater. I'm telling you right now, you don't even have to measure it. Forget the hot water heater. And forget the electric hot water heater. And forget the electric stove. And forget the electric dryer. Just forget them right now. So figure out some other ways. And so the Finellis, how do we dry our clothes? With a piece of string that when you buy lumber at Lowe's, they let you tie your lumber to the back of your pickup truck. So instead of having 5 feet long, we'll take one piece, 25 feet long, and we'll tie that so that instead of cutting it up, we have one long piece, and then we use that as a clothesline. You have to start thinking like this, Greg.
Absolutely. I've been drying my clothes outside for a long time. And then when it's stormy outside, I dry them inside. I've got one of these little wood racks that unfold into a clothesline. A clothes rack, and you know you can put a little bit away from your stove, your wood stove or whatever, and they dry just fine.
You know, in the 1970s we had the Arab oil embargo, and fuel was getting really expensive, and it was really hard to get. So people started switching to heating with wood. They bought wood stoves, like Vermont Castings wood stoves and Yodel wood stoves and other Scandinavian and European stoves. And they're really expensive, you know, like over $1,000, $2,000. I'll say the rest.
Let me come back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So it's really simple. Ryan from Indiana, you're going to have to become an entrepreneur. You're going to have to buy some land. And you're going to have to find that gal. You're going to have to find that gal that will lift the other end of the board, just as Mrs. Finelli does that with me. You know, I'm always asking her for help. I lead, and she helps. I mean, and then she leads, and I help. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to find that perfect person. And it's hard. And you're going to have to be an entrepreneur. You're going to have to buy 40 acres or so, or some amount of land. 40 acres is my number for the minimum. And about the wood stoves, you know, when the Arab oil embargo hit, they hit $2,000 or more for a cast iron wood stove, for a good one. And then 10 years later, they were being dumped on the market for $250 to $300. Nobody wanted them. That's when I bought them, when nobody wanted them. So I have a couple of them here. Yeah. And now if you want to buy a new one like that, they're $2,000, $3,000. So what you want to do is you want to buy your T-shirts in the wintertime. You want to buy your long sleeve shirts when it's blazing hot outside. You want to buy land in the wintertime, like when it's freezing cold and nobody in the right mind is out there walking around in land because it's too hard, too cold. That's when you want to buy land, like February. Back to you, Greg.
And, you know, I spent 6 months in Africa, Senegal, West Africa. And if you lived on a second story of in the city of Dakar, the capital city, if you didn't get your water fill up your buckets by about 8 o'clock in the morning, there's no more water pressure. They don't have enough water pressure to make it to your level. But what will we use for washing machine? I use the plastic tub, a little bit of laundry detergent, and I washed them by hand in this little tub, and then I hung them up over the – rinsed them out and hung them up over the balcony. I did that. It's really not that difficult. But we're going to have to start thinking like this. And, you know, I've got two websites. And this is how serious I consider water. You don't want to dump that water out in situations like this. You want to recycle it. But I've got a website called Outback Energy Systems, with an S on the end, outbackenergysystems.com. This is where I will publish the book that I'm going to write for our class, a step-by-step guide on how you can do things yourself and do it quickly and cheaply. And then I've got another one, realwaterindependence.com. And this is how serious water is, because it's the second thing, most needed thing to keep you alive. But we're going to have to start thinking like this, folks, if we're going to survive. Third world countries are not in, they're not going to have nearly the problem that we're going to have here because they know how to do these things. They understand how to survive, how to find their next meal, and how to take care of their, what they need, their clothing, everything. Back to you, Vince.
And the big difference is they're not addicted to their smartphone. They're not addicted to the internet. They're not addicted to reading the news. They're busy surviving. Now, we don't know how to do this. We really don't. Young children don't know how to estimate. They can't tell you how to get to the store. If you talk to a young person, say, we go to the supermarket. Can you tell me? Ask the high school student to give you written directions. Just write down briefly, how do we get to the supermarket from our house? Ask them. And see if they can literally write that down. And that's going to be an eye-opener for you. Because there's so many things that they don't... What was that?
Yeah. I watched women carry a bucket of water 3 miles. And that's the water they would have for the day. On foot.
Right. Right. On their heads, right?
On their heads, and some of them carried a pole with a bucket on each end.
Right. Right, with no lid.
No lid.
And they had to be really careful because they could be carrying a bucket that's full. I'll tell you what, you get a teenager today, you give them a bucket, and you say, carry this full bucket of water for a half a mile. By the time they get to the end of that half a mile, there's going to be a quarter of a bucket left.
And how much water do you think you're going to drink on the way, especially when it's 110 degrees outside? This is what they dealt with.
And we don't. Right. And right now, California, you got to be nuts to be there, really, because they are now back into water restrictions. Next year, there's going to be very little water for most people in California, based on what I've read. That's not a good place to be. It really is not. So if you have problems getting electricity, if you have problems getting water, if you have problems with government regulations, that's the wrong place to be. It really is.
Your priorities need to have been, your priorities need to change yesterday. But let me tell you and comfort you, it's not too late. You can do it. It's possible.
But you got to get on. You got to do it. You got to get moving.
Don't have time to sit around.
Right. Right. So, Ryan, I really appreciate, Ryan from Indiana, I really appreciate your email. And I think Greg and I will try to do more teaching in this regard.
Absolutely.
We just got to the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. Yes, there is hope. Yes, there is hope. So find that gal who's going to lift the other end of that board with you and become an entrepreneur with her and buy 40 acres or more. Greg Lesher, thank you so much.
You'll find you actually have more time to do things than you did when you were working.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.